All right, sports lovers. It's time to hear some unrivaled sports commentary. Put your meaty gloves behind your ears and listen up. This is sport as it's never been described before.
Let's do it.
Leno's Sports Wrap.
This weekend, let's not dwell too much on the first match of the day in which the Wallaroos went down to our frenemies from across the ditch, because I'm far more excited to talk about the Wallabies at Adelaide Oval.
What do you want to be?
Mate, a blistering start from the boys against the Springboks in round three of the championship, and they carried it through. While the Spring Onion Bok Choys are always the underdog, they were the favourite to win this round, so it was great to see the baby roos back in form in a stunner.
Different species, but yes.
A lot of boys getting nailed out there on the field, as to be expected in this high-energy, high-contact sport that I know a lot about.
Well, it's so close to Hindley Street, you know.
Mate.
Yes.
A highlight for me was that work rate from Cora Betty going from one side to another to cover. Just phenomenal. He was absolutely flying.
He was flying. Steam train.
No, in the end, that wasn't what won them the game. We're just too inventive, too committed and too clever out there on the field right from the first minute.
All right, now, hang on. That was actually pretty good. That was pretty insightful. Are you moving into that actual... That was good. That was well done.
No men's Aussie rules at the weekend, so let's talk about the girls.
Can the girls.
I think we need someone to occupy that space Aaron Phillips left. Big space, big space.
Big space at the Crows.
Big shoes to fill. Yeah. Give them a bit of time. They could shine, I reckon.
Okay.
Now, mate, I've been corrected on this segment before. I've been told the Adelaide team is called the Crows, not the Cows.
Yep.
My mistake. Apparently, I could be cancelled by the PC Brigade these days if I made a blunder here in reference to the AFLW.
All right.
So I better tread carefully,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. Eggshells.
Now, Melbourne was the better team.
Bloody ovum, you know what I mean?
Mate, can't say anything. No. Now, Melbourne was the better team by a mile, I reckon.
Right.
Though some great tackling from Adelaide, their uncontested possessions glaringly bad.
Right.
26-44 in the end. Lot of room for improvement, as I like to say, with women's sports. Good on the girls for giving it a go.
Okay, you said it, not me.
In the sand, fill an impressive display of skill and flair for the Adelaide lads in the qualifying final against Norwood, a barnstorming 55-point win. Seriously handsome ball movement, if you catch my drift, Michael Godden.
Especially in those shorts.
Pedler brought a lot to the contest, two eye-catching goals on the run.
Uh-huh.
The Crows impressive with the amount of inside balls. Best not to let them fall out, I suppose.
I suppose not.
Absolute avalanche, toppling Norwood for the first time in their last five outings.
You'll do your ruck.
And that's your latest in sport.
Oh, that is so good, ladies and gentlemen. Leno Sports Wrap.